Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning. We've got a lot to cover and a lot of information and a lot of good news to share with you. And we're going to do that with this morning. Captain Stephen Wildish with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here. Captain Wildish, it is good to have you in studio for the very first time. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Ted. And thank you for inviting us to come in this morning.
Boy, it's good to have you. And also here is Zena Hemp. She is with the Angel Tree Program. Really, it's odd to have just you here because usually when we talk about the Salvation Army in Toyland, it's always Zena and Cheryl. And Cheryl was here, but she's got a cough and decided to leave early.
She was here, so she left me here all by myself and the captain. Now I'm afraid.
Well, I don't think you have. I said to you when we were walking back here, I said, I have never known that you had trouble putting sentences together, so we'll be able to do that just fine. So we got Captain Wildish and Zena Hemp here this morning to talk about things going on with Christmas, and we'll get into that in a second. But first, Captain, welcome to Fredericksburg. You've been here, I guess, what, a couple of months now?
Yeah, I've been here for about 5 months. And in the Salvation Army, they transfer you to city to city, state to state, and been in here in Fredericksburg for about 5 months. Where my wife and I are three kids now. We have a five-week-old.
Five weeks old.
And so we have a 7, a 5-year-old, and a 5-week-old now. So our family have been here for about 5 months. Where we came from was New River Valley, Virginia, Christiansburg, Blacksburg. If you're not too sure where that's in the same town where Virginia Tech is.
I was going to say, yeah.
And so everybody knows where Virginia Tech is. And we were there for 3 years, and so we had a good time there, but we love Fredericksburg already. Fredericksburg is a great town to be in.
Boy, having a child born, you'll always be able to know when you were in Fredericksburg, just based on his age, his or her, is it a,
her,
is it her
yes.
age?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And so we've had, in the Salvation Army, we've had 3 appointments, and our child has been born. Or I should just say 4 places, and 3 out of 4 places a child has been born.
Yeah.
And the first place, Atlanta, Georgia, we were there for 2 years at the Salvation Army Training College. And that's where our first child, a 7-year-old daughter, was born. And then we had our first appointment, and outside the training college was Prince George's County, Maryland.
Okay.
So we're not too far.
Right.
And that's where our now five-year-old little boy was born. And then we were in New River Valley for 3 years, and then coming here to Fredericksburg. And our little girl, 5-week-old girl, born here in Fredericksburg.
We met each other last week real briefly, and you've got, both you and your wife have kind of a history with the Salvation Army, family history with the Salvation Army.
Yes, absolutely. Both my wife and I, we have deep roots in the Salvation Army. In the Salvation Army, I'm fifth generation in the Salvation Army, and my wife, she is 7th generation in the Salvation Army. And so we do have deep roots. Matter of fact, our parents, each of our parents are in the Salvation Army. My wife's grandparents, they've retired.
Yeah.
Been with the Salvation Army. And each of our parents are still active. My in-laws are in Atlanta, Georgia. And my parents are in Houston, Texas. So we're spread out.
Wow. But to have that kind of heritage tied to the Salvation Army, that really is exciting to hear.
It is. It really is. And I guess I'm speaking for my wife on this as well. And that is, growing up in the Salvation Army, it's really been an adventure. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great. And I would say my wife would say the same thing. It's been great. And, great ride to grow up in the Salvation Army and watch our parents do the work and give back into the community that they live in. And now we're living that and showing our kids, you know, how important it is to give back into the community.
I was going
to
say, they what you're giving your kids and what they can look back on, is just, that's just priceless stuff.
Absolutely.
How did you two meet? Did you meet at a camp somewhere, or did you know each other just because you both were in the Salvation Army?
Sure. excuse me. My wife and I, we did not know each other until we were 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
But our parents knew each other. And matter of fact, each of our parents were in the same graduating class at the Salvation Army Training College.
Huh.
And each of our mothers were pregnant with each other, with us at the same time. And so our parents knew each other, but we did not know who each other were. So we're 18, 19 years down the road. I grew up, my home is Dallas, Texas, and my wife grew up in Jackson, Mississippi. And my parents got moving orders to move from Dallas, Texas to Biloxi, Mississippi. And so we were all living in Mississippi. And the Salvation Army does have a summer camp.
Yeah.
And we both were lifeguards at the summer camp. And that's how we got to know each other. And from there, I guess history tells the story.
This story just gets better and better.
It does. It really is an interesting story, and it's almost unbelievable, you know, that it's like in a fairy tale book or something.
Yes. No, as you tell it, it's fantastic. I mean, initially, just to know the family history itself, but then all these other little parts to it. Salvation Army, obviously, what a great organization, and your families have really seen that. There's so many facets to what the Salvation Army does.
Absolutely, yes. There's so many in workings and turns, nuts and bolts, and all of that in with the Salvation Army.
And a lot of people don't realize that they focus on either the bells or what we'll talk about today. But the Salvation Army is a church, and you have full church programs.
Absolutely, yes. The Salvation Army, it was founded as a church first. And the founder of the Salvation Army, his name is William Booth. He was a Methodist pastor, and he started the Salvation Army. And he wanted to, his focus was to focus those who were living on the streets, who, those who were addicted to different things that were on the streets at the time in the 1800s. And that people even struggle today with. And so his focus wanted to be on them and also everyone in the community. And so that's why he started the Salvation Army. But first, the Salvation Army is a church. And so my wife and I, we are the pastors, mm-hmm. Of the Salvation Army Church here in Fredericksburg. We have weekly activities with, we have children's programs, men's ministry, women's ministry, midweek Bible study, and then, of course, your traditional Sunday school and Sunday services.
Salvation Army, if you don't know, is over there on Lafayette Boulevard. And, I mean, I know you're kind of landlocked there and just really bursting at the seams with all that you're doing.
Absolutely. We are busted at the seams with all of our programs. And matter of fact, we're in the position of trying to relocate to find a bigger place because the space that we have, if you have been to the Salvation Army off of Lafayette or even seen the building, it's a wonderful building. But yes, we are busting at the seams, which is a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome to the air. What a great story. I had no idea that there was even that much to your whole story. That is just that's one of the best stories I've heard.
Well, good. Well, thank you for allowing me to share.
That's really good stuff. Captain Stephen Wildeshear with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. When we come back, we're going to take a break and come back, and Zena Hemp will join us. We're going to start talking about some of the things going on right now and how we can all be involved with what the Salvation Army is doing in the area. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Stephen Wildish and Zena Hemp with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army in with us this morning. We're going to get into and talk about a lot of the things going on. Captain, one of the things is there's always a big focus this time of the year with bell ringing and with Toyline and other things the Salvation Army does. But I guess the one of the things to always keep in mind, you're doing this kind of thing all year round. There are needs all year round. And there is the focus on the holidays and a lot more on the holidays, obviously. But still, you're out there meeting needs all the time.
Absolutely. The Salvation Army several years ago used to have a saying, and it said, need knows no season. So there's need 12 months out of the year. And as we know, the Salvation Army's slogan these days is doing the most good. And we definitely are doing the most good with the resources that are given to us. But our Red Kettle goal for this year is $212,000 for this year that we need to raise between November and December, which I should say between now and December 23rd, because that's our last day of ringing bells for 2017. But the reason why we need to raise $212,000 is we support the community year-round. 93 cents of every dollar goes right back into the community. So that is a lot of that dollar that goes into the community. We help those who come to our office with rent, mortgage, utilities, food, clothing. I mentioned our children's programs, character building programs. We even do music programs, men's ministry, women's ministry. We do a lot for the community in a lot of services. And unfortunately, when you do things, it costs money.
Yep.
And so that's why we had to raise that kind of money, because the Salvation Army does a tremendous job, and there's a great team that is behind us of employees, volunteers that come and support the Salvation Army.
Well, and being a bell ringer, I started doing it a few years ago, and what a great thing it is to do that. You get a lot just personally out of in a few hours. Just really, I know it helps you to have kettles manned around the area.
Absolutely. I'm very busy during this time, as everybody is who's associated with the Salvation Army. But I try and take some time to go out there and ring the bell as well. It is cold. Your feet do hurt. It is tiring. But, with the conversations that you have with people and hearing the stories from people saying that the Salvation Army helped me, or my grandfather, supported the Salvation Army, or they needed help, or, hearing the stories, at the end of the day, it really is a pleasure of ringing the bell, even with the cold fingertips and the hurt feet. It's worth it.
It does sometimes get cold. I can remember doing it a couple years ago. Over by Harrison Crossing at the Giant out there, and it was windy, and there's nothing like it when you have the kids come up, and parents will give their the kids money to put in, and I just you start seeing that kind of thing, and you see the importance of that of teaching your kids that kind of thing about giving, and that giving can be fun.
Absolutely, I mentioned a little bit about my family and my kids. My 7-year-old and my 5-year-old, they always want to come out with me and ring the bell. And of course, I give them the opportunity to ring the bell.
Sure.
And they ring that bell with full force. But they love it. Their nose gets cold and red, and you can tell it, but they're enjoying it because, I tried to explain to them, my 7-year-old is understanding a little bit better. What she's doing. My 5-year-old, he just wants the bell, but he's learning. And so, but it's important for they grow up and when they become adults themselves and they teach their children, and it's a generational thing.
It was to raise $212,000 and relying on the kettles to do that. You need as many of those kettles out during the day as you can, but you need to have people with them. And so that's why it's important for us to step forward and volunteer.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those who are listening this morning, if you're interested in volunteering, if you're not too sure, you know, is this for me, things like that, just give it a shot. Give it 1 hour. Mm-hmm. You know, see how you enjoy it for 1 hour. After you do it for 1 hour, the next time you can say, I'd like to do 2 hours. And so I suggest, you know, just give it a shot. See how you like it. If you don't like it after an hour, that's okay. But hey, at least you volunteered and supported your community by using the Salvation Army.
Now, the first times I did it, I think that they told me some of the areas that were higher traffic that they wanted to, that were empty that particular day. And the time, I think I did it for, like, the first time I did it for 3 hours. And at first you're just thinking, boy, this is going to be a long time. But it does. You start talking. It's amazing the people that come up and want to start talking to you or thank you for some story they have about the Salvation Army.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, time flies. Time flies with conversations and hearing the stories and seeing the people and seeing the traffic and the activity that's around you.
It really got me a number of people who came up and talked about how they remembered in growing up or even just in some of their earlier adult years of how the Salvation Army helped them or their families. And those stories are all around about the Salvation Army helping people.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard stories myself when I rang at the bells. I've heard stories of, grandchildren come to me and say, you know, when my grandfather, great-grandfather was back in World War II or World War I, you know, I would hear stories when my grandfather would come back home and say the Salvation Army did this and the Salvation Army supported us and gave us this. And the reason why I'm donating to the kettle and supporting the Salvation Army is because of the stories I've heard from my grandparents.
If I'm interested in bell ringing, is the best way to call the Salvation Army, or can you do it online? Sign up online, or what's the best way for people to get involved with this?
The best way is to call the Salvation Army. The phone number is 540-373-3431. Again, that's 540-373-3431. And call the Salvation Army and ask that you're interested in volunteering to ring the bells, and they will direct you to the right person to contact with our volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
And get you signed up, and if you're interested in a particular location, we'll be happy to do that for you.
Well, and the other thing is, it's really a well-oiled machine that you've got. Either the stuff is there waiting for you, or somebody will come and pick it up, and you've got, I know, trucks running around the area this time of year all the time dealing with it, because you've got, how many sites do you have this year?
We have altogether, we have 29 locations.
Okay.
Right now, what's active is 12 locations. And then when Black Friday comes, mm-hmm. We're allowed to ring at Walmarts around the area. And so we go from 12 locations to 29 locations the day after Thanksgiving. And so we're quite excited about that.
Lots of opportunities.
And another thing, if you don't want to come out by yourself, get a group of people in your office. Have one stand at one end of Walmart and one at the other. Have a competition to see who can make the most money that day. You can do it in shifts.
Yeah.
People, you know, some of the big companies could really do that. And all it takes is one day. And they could man several places. But competition is really good because that makes them want to do it more.
That is a great idea. You could get a Sunday school class together, people in the office, and just say, and just tell the Salvation Army, we'll take it for the day or for 6 or 8 hours, and then just split it up among you.
Right. Now, well, you don't have to stand there all day if you don't want to do it all day. And there'll be people there that you know if you go with your office or something like that, if you're afraid the first time out or whatever.
Yeah, no, if you are concerned about doing it alone, do that. But yeah, there are all kinds of clever ways. People in your get your neighborhood together or any number of things, just because the more kettles that you can have manned out there with volunteers, the quicker you get to $212,000. That's the goal.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And, like was mentioned, the more volunteers we have, you know, the more of a net we will receive in reaching our goal.
540-373-3431, the number for the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Let them know you're interested in being a bell ringer, and they will get you in touch with the volunteer coordinator and get that all taken care of. Again, the kettles really go out. You see, you got 12 of them right now.
Yes.
And then on Black Friday, it goes up to the full amount, and then we'll see you all. We'll see you all around town.
That's right. You'll see. Every turn you make, you'll see the Salvation Army on Black Friday.
It's great to hear the bell ringing, and even if when you walk by, you can only give a couple of dollars. Oh, it all helps.
Absolutely, and even if you just had to have just a handful of change that makes up 45 cents, and you think 45 cents is not going to do anything, well, it will. It really will. And, you know, like I said, you know, 93 cents of every dollar goes right back into the community. You know, 45 cents, you know, 45 cents could give a meal to someone. 45 cents could give an outfit to someone.
Yeah.
You know, 45 cents could do a lot. So your 45 cents, if you think it is not worth anything, it really can make an impact on someone.
373-3431. Give the Salvation Army a call. Get involved and become a bell ringer this holiday season. Captain Stephen Wildeshear, Zena Hemp here with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. When we come back, we're going to jump into and talk about the Angel Tree program that is underway and Toyland. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
The great work of the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning. Captain Stephen Wildeshear, Zena Hemp is here from the Salvation Army. And you'll see bell ringers out now. You'll really see them out after Black Friday. $212,000, the goal this year for the kettles. So get involved with either being a bell ringer or and donate it when you go by the kettles. And to do that, to sign up and get on the list, 373-3431, the number for the Fredericksburg Salvation Army downtown, 373-3431. Angel Tree is a huge thing, and Toyland is just to see it is really something. Zena Hemp and Cheryl Howard are the two people that I don't know how many years I've known you now, but it's been a while. And
12, 13.
The years of seeing how you do Toyland is really something to see. This year, though, I mean, it's been a struggle just to find a place. It's
been a real struggle. We're still not in a building, but we are praying today we are going to get keys so we can get started.
Can you say publicly where the building's at yet, or do you need to do everything? You need to sign all the things you need to sign?
We're still have to sign everything and things like that, but we're just grateful to have a generous anonymous donor that is donating 20,000 square foot of space to us for Toyland. So we really do appreciate, you know, that donor who's doing that.
But it really got to the end. I mean, you and I talked last week, Captain Wildish, over at the offices over there, and I mean, you were really running out of time.
Yes, we were. We were running out of time because we're December's coming, and we give out these toys to these families for the children. You know, the second week of December, that's right around the corner. And we need to get into a space probably a week ago. But we're grateful that the Lord has provided a space for us.
Yeah.
You know, we have a great team of that are part of Angel Tree and Toyland to really get this going. And their engines have started, and so they're ready to hit the gas pedal and hit full force on this.
Zena, I know you and how organized you and Cheryl are, and not to have the keys yet. Are you stressing out yet?
Very stressed out. Very. And we want to apologize to both the captains because we both are very pushy and we really want to get in there.
Well, describe what happens, because Toyland, like I say, is really something to see, because it all starts with Angel Tree. And the angels, the trees are all around, and you can get your angel and buy the gifts on them. And then that's where Toyland comes in.
That's right. The tags are at Giant. They're at Walmart. They are at, let me think here.
This is where we need Cheryl.
In the mall.
Spotsylvania Town Center.
Yeah.
And what happens is you pick up your tag and you buy the items that are on that list for the child. But if you can't do that, you don't feel like you can sponsor a whole child, donate a toy. Donate something that we need a lot of. Bigger kid toys are really hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more expensive than smaller kids. And most people like to do the cutesy stuff, but you still got the big girls that... They're not quite teenagers yet, so they're in that in-between age.
But they need something.
That's right. They need something.
And in the past, if I recall, it's somewhere around like 2,000 kids you're dealing with, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It'll be right around that this year. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you 2,000 kids all day long, but 99% of the people in this world won't buy what they can't see. So if you don't see what we're actually doing and see those actual 2,000 bags that are there, you can't imagine.
No, you can't, because what you do is, you have a system of where you have these grids, and you place the bags there, and it really is something to see. I first saw it a few years ago. I first saw it in person, and over when you were over at the old Giant there on Route 3, and boy, in the years past. It takes your breath away and shows you what the needs are in this area.
It shows you what the needs are. And some of the needs are, it's heartbreaking to me, because we have seniors that ask for your basic everyday necessities, mm-hmm. toothpaste, toilet paper, laundry soap, because those things are expensive to them. And if they're on a really, really tight budget, they can't afford them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, to see all that, you see... Because we often hear about that there are needs, but then you visually see that those are all for specific kids and families who are going to come and get them.
That's very true. Yes, and even things like shoes, I've noticed this year we have a lot of people asking for kids' shoes, and if that's the number one thing on their list, they need a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. They need a pair of shoes if it's the number one thing on their list.
Well, and like we said, usually you're up and running, so there's gonna be some long days, I'm sure. I remember last year you telling me during the height of everything, the Fitbit number you had, it was just phenomenal. The number of steps you took during some of those late days in
19 miles in one day inside of a building on a concrete floor.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, the number of people, I know a lot of volunteers who help you out.
We do. We have wonderful, wonderful people that bag stuff for us. We have people that pick stuff up for us that is dropped off at Walmart or Giant or wherever. Somebody does that. We have people that bake cookies and bring them into us to eat, so we stay on that sugar high. We do. We have a really good group of people.
Then once you get it all there and you get it organized and you know what you're doing, then it's like a day or two where you have where families come and pick up.
Well, first we go in and we set up, and it's kind of like a mini Walmart, because about a third of the tags that go out on the trees don't ever come back. People take them or they don't take them. So we set up like a little mini Walmart with extra stuff we have to make sure every child, okay. every senior, everybody, they get gifts. Nobody gets left out. Then after we pack all the bags, we do about 2.5 days of distribution when the parents come or the seniors come, okay. and they pick up their gifts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and again, if someone's interested in volunteering, I guess the thing, you contact the Salvation mm-hmm. Army and go through there and talk to somebody with as far as volunteering, 373-3431. And I know you all put in long, long days.
Well, yeah, we do. Cheryl and I have been out since the day after Christmas last year. Also, we might want to say that this year donations are down because of all the disasters we've had, hurricanes, floods, fires, shootings, whatever. The people that normally give have already given their donations for other things, so everybody's kind of tight on money this year. So if you don't want to do a whole child, just bring us a toy,
yeah,
or something for a senior. And it, that helps so much. You just, you would not believe how much that helps.
Do you take cash donations too, if someone can do that and let you fill in the gaps?
Yeah, we take cash donations, and 100% of the money that comes in for Toyland goes back into Toyland. 100%. We get nothing. We do it all volunteer.
And this is all, isn't this is the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary is,
yes,
is really involved in this part of things.
Yes, they are.
Well, when I first met you and Cheryl a few years ago, I mean, your commitment to this, like you said, I mean, you two start looking for deals and start collecting coats and toys and things day after Christmas, and your houses are sort of a
overflow
mini Toyland storage area until we get to this time of year.
That's very correct. Yes, it is.
Yes. How did you two meet up and get involved with this?
I personally had adopted a senior, and when I went to drop my bag off, there were all these spots that were empty for the seniors. They had nothing. And I said right then and there that day, this will not ever happen again as long as I can do something about it. So one of the women was there, and I said, can I stay and help? What can I do? And I started. I met Cheryl, and we worked together 1 year under another person. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how it happened, but we became co-chairs. She's the chief, and I'm the brawn. Yeah.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history, yep. Both of us are very OCD. We're very organized. We're very list-oriented people. Everything. Yeah.
Well, Captain Willis, it's the Zena and Cheryls that help make, help make the Salvation Army be able to do, in a lot of ways, what you're able to do.
Absolutely. And, like I mentioned, the first part of the show is, you know, my family, we've been here for about 5 months. And so coming into Fredericksburg, we have heard from the moment we arrived to this point, we've heard about Toyland, the Women's Auxiliary, this Toyland. And we are just excited to actually see this in person. You know, stories have been shared with us. They're trying to paint a picture for us in the stories. And so we're just excited for our family just to even see it in action.
It is. It's just every year I go, and because I went back when we ran some stories last week just to make the need known that you needed to find a place and to find pictures. And then I always run into people who just say, I had no idea. Whenever people see the pictures, it's always, I had no idea it was that big. Because we can talk about the needs, and you just, the 2,000 is just a number.
That's right. It's just a number. But people won't buy what they can't see. And if you actually see it, it's amazing. It really is.
And especially in this area, we tend to think, well, so many people have government jobs, or it's not as bad here as it is in other places.
Here as it is a lot of other places. Not only are we doing it, all your social services are doing it, mm-hmm. CERV is doing it. So there are a lot of other people that are doing the same similar things. Probably not in the quantity that we do, but they're still doing the same things.
Well, knowing you and Cheryl, you've got a plan for how you're going to, in a more condensed time this year, that you're gonna get things done and going, I am sure.
Oh, yeah. We already know what we're going to set up, where we're going to set it, where we're going to go, everything. Somebody will lay our floor off in 3x3 blocks. Each child gets a 3x3 block with a number on it so we can coordinate that, and we're ready to go.
Now, was it last year? Because I know in the past year you had a lot of bikes, and I think was it last year you didn't do bikes, or that became just to be too much?
It's too hard to find a space big enough because bikes take a lot of space.
I remember from a few years ago.
And when you have 500 or 600 bikes, that's a lot of space that gets used up, and it's so hard now to get a building as big as we need. We're going to be really crunched in this building, and if we had 500 bikes, there's no way it would work.
Yeah, that's okay. I knew. Yeah, and I know the last time you had them, I think a few years ago. I mean, they took up a whole room.
They took up a whole room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge room too. Yeah.
So hopefully you get the keys soon.
Yes.
And you get started.
We're going to get them today. I have faith. We're going to get them today. Yep.
Well, the key thing now is when you go to the places that you mentioned, when you see the angel trees there, do what you can. Take something and take a child, or like you say, donate money. Do something.
And if you don't want to do a whole child, just drop a gift off at our office on Lafayette Boulevard beside Paul's Bakery. Everybody knows where that is. If board games, scooters, skateboards, glitter lamps for the bigger girls, they're at 5 and below. You can't beat that. Just things for bigger kids, art sets, girl craft kits, fuzzy, cozy pillows and blankets, things like that. You only have to buy one. You don't have to buy a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Get a group in your office together. Have 10 people do one angel. And if you all did $10 a piece, you could really do a lot of good stuff.
Wait, now there is an idea. That is a great idea. We talk about doing that for teaming up for being a bell ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Get together, and that way it's not such a big thing on each individual family.
That's right. It's not such a big, even if you did $5 a piece, you'd be amazed at what you could do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would.
That's a great idea. That really is a good idea. The Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning. We're talking about toy line. We're talking about bell ringing. Captain Stephen Wildish is here. Zena Hemp is here, 373-3431, to get involved with bell ringing, to find out maybe becoming a volunteer for something that the Salvation Army is doing this Christmas with bell ringing, things like that. 373-3431. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning, Captain Stephen Wildish. Zena Hemp here from the Salvation Army. Zena's with is involved with Angel Tree and the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary. A couple things before we leave Toyland behind. The age cutoff for kids. What is that?
The age cutoff is 12, and the hardest gifts we find that we don't get are between the ages of like 10 and 12.
Yeah.
So that's why scooters, Legos, craft kits, coats from like size 10 children up to 18, and women's and men's coats from 2XL to 5. Those are something that we could also use.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give those sizes again, just in case that got by somebody.
For children, coat sizes from 10 and up, and for seniors, and even some of our children, 2XL to 5X. That's men's and women's, boys and girls. And some of the toys that would really help us out, Legos, anything Paw Patrol, LOL dolls, fuzzy pillows and cozy blankets, art sets, craft kits, all those things we can use.
And I know a lot of people have things, do a lot of shopping at places like Kohl's or things like that, and when they have sales or there are things there, that's good to know. Just go and pick some things up. Drop them on by.
I got some shirts in Kohl's the other day. They were on sale, and then I had a coupon. I think I paid $3 for 2XL shirts. Mm. That's unheard of.
Right. Yeah.
It's unheard of because when you get into the bigger sizes, clothes get a lot more expensive.
But you're able to put that. I mean, when you start seeing those go into bags, and those become something that families on Christmas morning. It's just it's terrific. And
yes, it is.
Something that's needed. So again, for Toyland, hopefully you're in there soon and putting stuff together.
We will be. I have faith. I have faith.
Captain Wildish, again, the bell ringing. That's if someone wants to become a volunteer for there, so many needs this holiday season, and this is really the chance. Whether you do it individually or with a Sunday school or your neighborhood or your office. There are a lot of ways to get involved.
Absolutely. There's a lot of ways to get involved. We share the number again. It's 540-373-3431. Call that number. Get involved. Just remember, when you do bell ring, like I was mentioned, just give an hour. But just know, when you give that hour, you are supporting the community that you live in. And you may not be able to give a lot of monetary gift to support the community. But you can donate your time, and that's worth the while.
It's huge, because a lot of times, I know, especially when you start getting near Christmas, I'll be at you'll go into shopping centers, and you'll just see the stand, and there's nobody there, and you just think that's a lot of people walking by that kettle, but there's not a volunteer to be standing with that kettle.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, we need to fill in the gaps. We need to fill in the gaps with a spot that there is no kettle there. And so if you see a gap, you can see yourself there.
You can be the person.
And you can be that person to fill in that gap. And it may not seem a lot, but you are supporting the community that you live in. You're supporting the Salvation Army in Fredericksburg. And so fill that gap so that we could you know, fill the lives of what people need in their lives during these days.
I remember the first time I did it, and at the end when they took it out and counted it, and it was about $50 or something like that. And I remember Captain Harris telling me, that's $50 we wouldn't have had if you hadn't stood there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, whatever amount that is collecting that kettle, that, you know, that's the amount that we had that we did not have 5 minutes ago. Yesterday.
Yeah.
And so it really is wonderful when people donate to the Red Kettle, because, again, I've said this before, but 93 cents of every dollar goes right back into the community. That is huge. That is huge that goes back into the community, because the Salvation Army truly is there to support the community that they're in.
373-3431, the number for the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. And again, the $212,000 that the kettle goal, and that funds most of your programs for the next year, and there's so much involved there.
Right, absolutely. It funds our programs 12 months out of the year, 365 days.
Captain Wilde, it's great to have you in studio. We're going to get you back, and great to meet you and have you here this morning. And again, great to have you in Fredericksburg.
Absolutely, and thank you again, Ted, for inviting myself and Zena to be here with you this morning.
Zena, always great to see you. I'll be seeing more of you than you're going to want in the next few weeks.
No, you won't. We love seeing you. And just a reminder, if it's two offices, two businesses, get a competition going.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
We need food for our food pantry in our office. If you'd like to drop off a couple of cans or something, that'd be great too. Thank you.
373-3431. That's it for Town Talk.
The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.